Hello and welcome back to another exciting episode of Anime Tour Bus. If it sounds a bit different today, that's because I moved across the country and I'm still working on my setup and I have no furniture, so there might be a slight echo. But all that being said, none of that matters because immediately before I said hello and welcome to another exciting episode, the Chthonic Gods that dictate the actions and movement of our anime tour bus picked me up, whisked me away. I'm still in my T-Rex PJs. And they also grabbed you, listener. You might have felt their dark forces wrap around your body as you were pulled into this podcast. And seated directly next to me. I don't know why they always put you there, but I do know I enjoy your warm embrace as we go through these anime worlds. Sitting up at the front of the bus, seemingly getting here before either of us, confusing as to why the Chthonic Gods would choose her first, but that's fine. It's Metzger. She's our expert on this anime tour bus. I, the non-expert, and you, just the silent listener. Though you don't have to be silent. We have tried to get you to speak. But, Metzger, if you were to choose kind of a dark god that you would want to be kind of your character that whisks you on to the anime tour bus, which one would it be?
It's gonna sound awful, but I don't have any respect for the dark gods. I don't know any of their names.
Everybody knows Cthulhu. And then, like, there's the ones... Huh?
Cthulhu?
I hate you so much for that joke. Listener, there's sometimes this thing where like, Metzger's the straight man, and I'm the funny one, the fun one in this podcast and all that. Metzger was a piece of shit right there, y'all. And you heard it. She's not going to edit it out. So, I would probably pick something, like, stupid. Like, I don't, there's the Harry Dresden demons. He who walks behind. That sounds pretty menacing. I usually am walking behind because nobody wants to walk beside. But that's fine. Hey, Metzger, what are we doing today?
I was going to just say that I am my own dark god, and that is why I don't know the names of the others, is because they are literally beneath me.
Metzger, you have Medusa energy.
Medusa energy? That seems a little bit like an insult to me. I don't...
No, are you kidding me? You have, like, power over men, ability to, like... You know, turn people into stone with a single solid glare.
Didn't Medusa kind of lose her shit? I don't have a way to explain this.
She's one of those, like, heroines who's been misconstrued because she's strong. But yeah, she had, like, a whole, like, history of, like, men, like, fucking her over and then her, like, taking revenge on them until she was framed as a bad guy.
I was gonna say, it's not like a patron saint thing. What are, like, the Greek gods? Are they patrons of things? What is that called? Help me, please.
They give their blessings. They give their
because there's, like, the goddess of the hunt, and there's the
Anyways,
Medusa for, like, rape victims?
Oh, no. That's a fairly recent thing where, like, they have, like, reframed her story. Similar to the Cobra Kai thing?
No, Medusa was raped by Poseidon in the goddess Athena's temple.
I mean, yes. Rape did occur to her. Rape happened to her. However, that was not what I was...
And then she was given the gift of the snakes and being able to turn people to stone to, like, make up for her being raped.
Okay, well, that wasn't the kind of energy I was trying to compliment you, Metzi.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, I do really like that Medusa kind of, like, owns it. All the way up until that part where she gets beheaded.
Yeah, I actually think she should have won. That's kind of the Eric hot take.
I mean, I do like that even though she is beheaded, she's still wrecking shit up, man. You can't stop her even in death.
Yeah, she's still, like, you know, using her powers, getting, and I don't know. I do really like the Percy Jackson series, though.
Okay, listener. Things that I want to watch, we either don't have access to, they're not out yet, there's a little bit of a delay in the season for the things that Metzger has found the most interesting or the most appealing to Eric. Also, welcome to Anime Summer 22. Summer 22. 2022. A season of sequels. Now, the rules of our podcast is that we bring you brand new anime. We don't give you second seasons unless we watch the first. We don't give you third and fourth seasons. We don't rehash the most popular stuff that everybody's talking about. We're bringing you the stuff that's maybe a little hit or miss. Maybe you thought you might want to watch it. Maybe you were on the fence. You know, you got plenty of podcasts in this world if you want to listen to, if you want to watch My Hero Academia. You got plenty of podcasts if you want to watch Attack on Titan. You got plenty of YouTube videos and essays and all of this other shit on Monaco. You've got One Piece out the ass and Bleach and Boruto and all of this other stuff. We're bringing you the cream. It's not the cream. It's definitely not the cream.
No, Metzger, you hit it in one. Listener, if there's one thing I'm here to bring you, it's the cream.
But we are trying to bring you something that's mainstream, but still a little bit off the beaten path. It's not the most popular. Sometimes it is, like with Spy X Family or Jujutsu Kaisen. And sometimes, depending on the genre you like, where it's Nagatoro or something like that, they're going to be big. They're going to be big mainstream tastes. I'm not bringing you the hipster of anime, even though I definitely could. I could do that. We could do that. I'm not going to.
I feel there's a almost like a coffee level refined experience needed in order to really get into like the hipster anime, which by definition I do not have.
But we do want to just not rehash the same shit that you can get everywhere. And with that in mind, it's making it a little more difficult this season as, oh, what's on the lineup? What's on the lineup for summer 2022?
Esther, why don't we ever watch like one of the fun ones where like the guys have like the giant penis fights or the girls knock each other out with the butts?
Because also, one, the penis fights is just a manga. It's not an anime. We can definitely, if it ever gets an anime adaptation, if you want to watch Dick Fight Island, we can. Two.
That's a wild sentence for you to say at me, another human being that you've known for a decade. But yes, if that occurs, then I want to give it a go college try.
Does not want to say I want to watch Dick Fight Island.
Well, because you'll take it out, you'll make it like its own little thing, and then it'll be at the very end of the episode or become our new intro.
Heavy metal music.
Oh, Metzger, I would turn that into a music thing. I have more powers to do that than ever.
Some of the heavy hitters, everything that is good in this season, or at least that's already coming forward that the people are talking about. Devil is a Part-Timer Part 2, or Season 2. I wasn't very fond of Rent-A-Girlfriend. You can hang me for this. Overlord Season 4. A new season of Made in Abyss. We've got a new season of Is It Wrong to Try to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon?
Okay, hold up.
That's also Season 4. You would have to watch 3 seasons of an isekai.
Actually, though, what if we do the thing we've talked about for a while, which is where we just throw me in?
No, that would do this. If I were going to do that to you, we would go watch Made in Abyss instead.
We want to go for something buck wild, is what you're saying?
Made in Abyss is, you can't let your girlfriend watch it. She would become an emotional wreck.
Okay.
So there is this pit in the world called the Abyss, and scientists dedicate their life to exploring the pit. And a young girl is looking for her mom, who was a scientist that went into the Abyss. And it's the journey of her and the comrades that she makes. And it's big sad. It's big sad, and it's body horror.
Unpleasant.
So, like, those are the big ones, though. Those are the big ones that everyone cares about, that everyone wants to see. Everyone is going to be talking about, especially Overlord Season 4. I want to start you, though, with an opening from something that happened last season that we didn't watch, and it's called Skeleton Knight in Another World. And this is just the intro for it. The song sounds like Dragon Force.
There's a Gundam noise there. Okay, he's a big skeleton, got lots of powers. Does like sword smash. Oh, but now he's got the mask off, and you see he smokes cigars and takes baths. There's a cat, support it. Fire breathing dragon. Yeah, that adds up. Big knight, does big powers. Also made of skeleton laughs.
I mean, he is Skeleton Knight in Another World. That is the premise of this. Is
oh my god. He runs so fast that he can jump it like a freaking horse.
Do you like that he wipes his brow?
Yeah, that he doesn't have... That's not how...
Apparently, the problem with that is that the series itself doesn't hold up the energy of the...
It was a lot, yeah.
Opening. Yeah, so like you want that level of energy... But it doesn't deliver. Here is one of our contenders, though. Lycoris Recoil.
Press and play now.
And this is the trailer for it.
There's no sub. Auto-translate to English. Exam is a self-stimulating apology. All right.
A Japanese cafe in Tokyo serving delicious coffee, super sweet treats, and more. From making local deliveries to chaperoning to getting rid of zombies and even fighting a giant monster. Whatever the problem, stop by for a consultation. No matter the order, leave it to us.
I do like that energy. That feels like something I would do.
And that was the trailer. I mean, it kind of feels like your old job. Like, nothing is too big for us.
Yeah, it feels like Metzger, we could have taken on. We were already dealing with essentially going to war every day. So, like, we could have, like, added, like, a big monster made of butts or something to the regiment.
We do. Yeah,
I could have finally brought in my karate skills. That was the only thing that job was missing. It had everything else. I just couldn't karate things that we specifically had
highly frowned upon.
We specifically had a rule that said no karateing at work.
We had to be reminded of it constantly.
Hey.
Okay, so here's our second trailer. The Yakuza's Guide to Babysitting.
Already a solid name.
I don't think that this one's going to deliver, though. I don't think this one's going to give me the gags that I want. The joke is that he's a Yakuza and he sucks at taking care of her hair, but he seems satisfied and up to the task.
It doesn't seem like he has, like, really any room to grow aside from, like, learning the job specifics. Like, he's not over here, like, overly muscled. You know what this is? It's the movie The Pacifier. But as an anime, and I don't think they're doing as good of a job as Vin Diesel did.
Well, I think it's a slightly different vibe.
And now Metzger has shared with me the girl from the other side. So let's just go ahead and give that a view.
Yes, I really want... I mean, if we don't cover this, I'm still going to watch it.
It's got a weird art style.
It's more like children's storybook looking. Yeah.
Kind of almost looks like Hollow Knight, the video game.
It's giving me Winnie the Pooh vibes.
Winnie the Pooh's a solid interpreter, like Dark Winnie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got this kind of drawn thing to it that... I mean, it suggests that, like, in some of the dark parts, anything could be in the corners.
This looks like it's going to have a very deep, rich story.
I see that. Yeah, there's a bunch of, like, woods and, like, crows and hard angles and things.
And chrysanthemums. And, you know, this big demon thing.
And she's asking him, are you scared of me? It almost implies that she has something special about her. Because he's obviously a man with, like, goat face and hooves in a suit.
This is Lucifer and the Biscuit Hammer. This is supposed to be psychological.
Ooh, I dated a lot of girls who study psychology, so I'm basically an expert. Sorry to interrupt you, but I'm not going to help you. That literally me. I love the lizard.
Gotta stop the wizard Biscuit Hammer.
The power of one returned to stop the wizard Biscuit Hammer.
So the trailer did not dissuade you from
it
Lucifer.
Actually only made me want it more.
My step's mom daughter is my ex.
Okay, let me do that real quick. Step mom's daughter is my... Ooh, this is a porn masker. You sent me a porn.
Do you? Yeah, I also haven't watched it.
There's a fun TikTok about, like, being a step-parent in 2022. And... It's like, help, I got stuck in the dryer. And he's like, you got stuck. Okay. Like, just kept backing away from her. And she's like, well, your father went out, so, but we'll find something to do. And he's like, find something to do. All right, ease up, slut.
Oh, God.
Very funny. It's a very good TikTok. All right, my stepmom's daughter is my ex. Already in the intro, it looks like two 12-year-olds.
I mean, I think they're high schoolers or middle schoolers.
A junior in high school. Cringe.
Cringe.
Oh, man. This has weird sex energy.
It does. It does indeed.
Metzger, you've sent me an anime porn. A hentai. So, there's this movie with Jared Leto, and it is called Mr. Nobody. And that movie explores this idea a bit better in, like, a non-anime way. But they meet and they are, like, in love, and then their parents meet, and then they get married, and then they're like, you're brother and sister, and they're like, we are not. And and on the DL, they're fucking, like, they're having sex, they're into
yeah.
It. And then when the parents then separate and get divorced, and in part due to the kids, and they're, like, disgusted by these kids and all that. And the entire time you're kind of cheering them on because they aren't related. They were together first. The parents made it weird. Then they get separated. And it's talking about, like, this, how sometimes the many choices that we make can lead to wild outcomes in life. And sometimes the best choice is to either do nothing or to live your life as though every choice will lead you to a full and happy life, each with just as much meaning as any of the others. And to not try to like optimize your life and always regret the what ifs. And so that being said, you cheer them on as it explores the path that where Anna and him get together in the very end. And so that being said, I thought that movie did a good job of it, and I would feel as though watching this would taint one of my favorite movies that happens to feature Jared Leto in it. Leto? I think it's Leto.
I thought it was Leto as well.
So anyways, that's, I think, a better one of this. Also, they're like 14 in that movie too. So even the same age.
Ba-ba.
Okay, Metzger has sent me Parallel World Pharmacy, and just kind of like off the noggin, there's a blue-haired girl just kind of in the front, the caption thing of the front picture logo of it. She's got real big titties, and she's bent over in a way that pushes them towards your face.
Yeah.
So let's just go ahead and watch Parallel World. Let's see.
Isekai. Isekai.
So this appears to be an isekai type anime, which we haven't done before.
Nope.
There's ships, there's a castle, it's magic, has ability to create and destroy. Oh! There's no medicine for his illness, and the boy just, I don't know, happens to be a pharmacy man.
Magical pharmacist.
And maybe using magic too much might cause problems. Oh, and then people believing that it's poison. A little too real life, Metzger.
I thought you might kind of like this one, just because it involved medicine.
I literally was just thinking that.
So I thought about doing this one. Also, it would be our first isekai.
My dream is to build a small store. A pharmacy that offers safe and affordable medicine to everyone. What a fucking socialist nightmare you've created, Metzger. Am I right? Woo! Capitalism. Gotta milk everyone dry for your own gain.
And here's one that we can't watch, but I wish we could. This is season 2. And is also super popular. Everybody loves the devil.
The devil is a part-timer.
This is a reverse isekai.
Papa is Satan, the first words off the gate. I mean, I feel like the first season's super crucial to being able to appreciate that one.
Yes, that's why we can't watch it.
Yeah.
But I wish that we could, because I know that it's good. Like, I know The Devil is a Part-Timer is a really good anime.
I mean, that's just a lot. Also, I'm worried that we fucked up my YouTube algorithm.
Yeah, you should have incognito moded all of this.
Oops!
Oops! See? That's all that I have for you. So, we need to narrow these things down and decide what we're watching this season.
I already got it. Licorice Recoil.
Okay.
And I'm actually, hold up. Actually, I think a better combo would be Lucifer and the Biscuit Hammer and Parallel World Pharmacy.
You hear that, listener? It's been decided. That's your assignment. That's what we're covering. This is how the world works.
I think that, like, the fun, chaos, like, willy-nilly thing of the Lucifer and the Biscuit Hammer will be better. And then having, like, the Parallel World Pharmacy of, like, the isekai is needed. Because the other one, I was thinking of doing that with the pharmacy, and I think that'll be too tame. I think we do better when we have two extremes.
You think the cafe girls fighting zombies is going to be too tame when lined up with Parallel World Pharmacy?
When the other option is Lucifer and the Biscuit Hammer, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got it. It's all right, locked in.
Fair. You were a part of this, and I liked your input. It was actually the listener who suggested the biscuit hammer. They whispered it in my ear. Just two words, biscuit hammer. That's what the listener sounds like to me. But hey, listener, you can actually sound a bit different if you would like to. I know that speaking is kind of hard for you, but we do have a written format that you can interact with us. That's Instagram at AnimeTourBus. You can also do Twitter at Anime_bus. Or you can just kind of check out stuff at meyouandweeboo.wordpress.com. Hey, listener, thanks for hanging with us.
Yeah.
And I hope that you also like to biscuit hammer in a parallel world pharmacy. Go to your nearby Walgreens and ask them for their biscuit hammers. And until next time, bye! Pretty man.